This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of agriculture. Learn more at fb.org. Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. Farm groups are breathing a sigh of relief after the Securities and Exchange Commission left Scope 3 emissions out of its climate disclosure rule. The SEC voted today to require disclosure of Scope 1 and 2 emissions, which include those directly from the company or from its energy consumption. But gone are the supply chain requirements that could have included crop and livestock production for food companies. Mary Thomas Hart with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explained the significance of the move on an organizational podcast.
The SEC originally attempted to create a supply chain emissions reporting requirement, which means that farmers and ranchers across the country would have had to submit their greenhouse gas emissions, eventually providing those reports to the federal government.
Several Democratic SEC commissioners expressed frustration at the elimination of Scope 3 requirements. They said many of the comments filed on the rule's proposed language pointed to the category as a major driver of pollution. Philip Brasher has more in his story on AgriPulse.com. On Capitol Hill, the House has cleared a spending package to avoid a government shutdown. The chamber voted 339-85 to advance legislation that includes a bill to fund the Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration. During floor debate earlier today, House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Sanford Bishop rattled off several of the bill's important provisions.
It protects the Ag Secretary's authority to use the CCC, and it blocks cuts to distressed Farm Services Agency borrowers who help the farmers who feed our country. It rejects severe cuts to rural electric co-ops and the REAP program, which help rural businesses save on energy costs and help make rural energy grids more sustainable and resilient. It protects small, medium poultry producers and promotes industry competition to reduce the cost of food. It makes crucial investments in rural housing rental assistance as well as the Food Safety and Inspection Service. While the bill is not the best, it brings us closer than the earlier versions to meeting the essential needs of the American people.
The legislation now heads to the Senate and must make it to President Joe Biden's desk in time to avoid a partial shutdown on Friday. Finally today, USDA is rolling out more than $2 billion in electricity infrastructure funding, including the initial investments under a new program to stand up renewable energy in rural America. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the investments under two programs today at the annual gathering of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, including the PACE, or Powering Affordable Clean Energy, program.
We had tremendous response to the PACE program. 12 times the amount of available resources in applications. We accepted 41 invitations for additional information covering 22 states and 196 separate projects. Today, for the first time, we're going to make a series of announcements. The first five applications submitted and approved for financing for a total of $139 million.
Vilsack announced the first five awardees and said more will be announced in the coming months. USDA also awarded more than $2.2 billion under the Energy Infrastructure Loans Program.
As we do this work, we're listening. We're listening to everyone who's influenced and impacted by these efforts. That's why we're listening to farm groups concerning how these efforts might help them. In fact, we have had a series of listening sessions, and we know that there are some concerns out there about whether renewable energy will overtake prime farmland. We're obviously encouraging the use of non-prime farmland for purposes of renewable energy.
Vilsack noted the Empowering Rural America, or New Era, program received about $47 billion in requests for $9.7 billion in funding. There's more in our coverage on AgriPulse.com. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming and ranching are unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. That's why Farm Bureau members are calling on Congress to pass the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. Learn more at fb.org.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.